This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I think we found their song. Avalon HR is here with us this morning on Pep Talk. Kirk Waters is here. He is business development director. Is that correct? Manager. Okay. Stacey Orne here. She's
whatever.
HR and benefits manager. I'm glad to have both of you in the studio. I always ask my guests to pick a song that they think is relevant. So I thought, well, we've only been back from the holiday. We had a holiday Monday and y'all are already in the weekend.
Well, you know, we came off of a long weekend.
Yes.
We definitely, you know, live and work for those. That's for sure.
That's exactly right. I was impressed that you knew the artist Loverboy, because I'm not sure they had any other hits.
Look, I graduated from high school in 80 and college in 85. That was my college years right there.
Okay, there you go. So if you have a question for Avalon HR, lots going on in the hospitality industry as we're changing now season. So much is happening with businesses. So if you have a question about HR benefits or your business, these are our experts this morning. 850-437-1620. Please text in your questions or comments. We would love to hear from you. Okay, you two. So tell us what is happening in your world at Avalon HR and a little bit about your company.
Well, what is happening? We've got some, you know, changes coming up. It is the month of September, which means here at the end of the month, we have our final step in the graduated minimum wage increase. It'll be going to $15 an hour for hourly employees, $12.98 for tipped employees. That is significant. That is huge.
Is that October 1st, Stacey?
September 30th.
Oh, okay.
And why? I don't know. I don't know who decided that was, you know, a good date, but it's as good as any. I mean, you got to pick one. And it comes up every time this happens. We have, well, what about, you know, the pay period with the few days before September 30th? We have to pay them at $15? No, you don't. A lot of people just say pay the whole pay period $15 because I don't want to math. And hey, I appreciate that. When it comes to math, I always say it's not for lack of ability. It is lack of desire. I just don't want to. And a lot of clients share that. They don't, and they don't have to. We can figure it out for you if you'd like. So we definitely got that coming up. And something else I was just telling you, Kirk, about before we went on air, I received an alert yesterday that the government is really, really, Department of Labor, to be more specific, is cracking down on 1099 employees versus...
It's a big deal.
Really? When you say... What do you mean when you say that?
Well, there's certain tests that you have to meet to be a true 1099 employee, okay? Like if I wanted to hire you, Meg, to do some things at Avalon, okay? But I say, I'm not going to put you on payroll.
Right.
But I want to use your skills to do something in the office.
Is it typically more by contract or part-time
kind of
thing?
But the thing with 1099s is you can't set their hours. You don't provide the tools and equipment needed to do said job. You don't cover them on insurance. They need to have their own. And a lot of times people, you know, want to do 1099s for various reasons. Like, I don't want to do the whole tax thing right now.
Right.
Whatever. But here's the thing. If the Department of Labor comes back and determines, Stacey, you know, were telling Meg she had to be here Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 2. She came in, she used your equipment. She doesn't have any of her own insurance. You were directing her day-to-day work. They'll determine I have you misclassified.
Oh, my goodness. I thought that's what a 1099 was. I mean, or has been for many companies. Yes or no?
Well, no. I mean, because you're hiring somebody as a 1099.
I'm just thinking back on some of the 1099s I've had.
What's legal or what actually happens?
Interesting. Yeah. You know, this is interesting.
There can be a contract that says, I, as Meg, agree to work Tuesday, Thursday from 10 to 2.
Gotcha.
But as Avalon, I can't say, Meg, your work days are Tuesday, Thursday from 10 to 2.
Oh, interesting.
So it can be spelled out in a contract. And the contract is typically for a period of time.
Right.
You pick your work, you bring your own stuff, you cover your own insurance, and I do not directly direct your day-to-day work.
And you're not eligible for vacation, you're not eligible for
PTO or anything like that. Yeah, okay.
But once the Department of Labor comes back and goes, I think you misclassified Meg, well, for anything that I've paid you up to this point, now I'm responsible for paying your federal unemployment taxes, your Social Security wages, your Medicare taxes. All that's due, plus interest, plus penalties. The one I saw yesterday, one company had got hit with $532,000 in back wages and penalties.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got a list of questions, and I think it's about 20 questions that we pulled up the new list the other day. And if you answer yes to any of those questions, mm-hmm. you are not a 1099 employee.
Wow.
And
okay.
we tell companies this, and well, you know, I've been doing it this way for so long. Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay until you've got an employee that doesn't have workers' comp and they get hurt on your property or
right.
during the job. And then they come back, and then you get all kinds of departments. You get wage and hour. You get OSHA. You get, and all mm-hmm. of a sudden, it balloons, and you've got a mess on your hands. And,
wow.
And it truly is something, yes, it'll save you a little bit as far as your taxes, and you're not paying all the things that Stacey talked about. But, folks, that's illegal.
Mm.
And if the IRS comes in, as I've said on the show many times, ignorance is not a defense.
Correct.
And I had even one case that I know of where the it was a new office. They were only had one person, and the accountant for this person who owned the business mm-hmm. suggested that they do this. And
oh
I
my
said,
gosh!
I was talking to the person. I said, "But you're not a 1099,"
mm-hmm.
and you know that's the way that they went with it. But you know, it be compliant. It may cost you a little bit more in the short term. But in the long term, it's going to cost you a heck of a lot less if this goes to any governmental agency, because you get on one list, you're mm-hmm. on all of them. And you'll have a lot of
people. Right. Once you grab one's attention, then
the attention
you
is there.
Got yeah. some problems.
And real quick, I just want to say something, not to
go
correct
ahead.
You, because, you know, I would never do that in public over the
I
radio.
I don't know what I did.
But I'm about to.
But he's going to.
The minimum wage for tipped employees at the end of this month goes to $11.98 an hour.
Oh, I thought it went to $12.98.
Yeah, it's It's $10.98 now. It'll go to $11.98.
Wow. I'm giving y'all a dollar more.
Yeah.
You go tell your boss Stacy said so yeah. and see how far
but
that gets you.
That brings up an interesting question. And we did a LinkedIn post about this. If you're not following Avalon HR on LinkedIn, I suggest you do that. Because what happens, and I, you know, Steve, who's been on the show with us before, Steve Clopton, the phrase that he saw, and it's called wage compression. So we've got this minimum wage going up to $15 an hour. What about your $16, $17 an hour employee that's there now?
Right.
That this wage is going up, and they're going to say, wait a minute,
uh-huh.
shouldn't I get an increase too? And those
I was
are the
wondering about that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they start feeling underappreciated mm-hmm. or undervalued if you're hiring people in at $15 an hour, and that's a dollar more or, you know, a dollar less or something than someone that's been there for
a while. Well, especially if they work their way up to the
sure.
16.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they got hired, you know, 5 years ago
right.
when minimum wage was $12 or
correct.
Whatever it was 5 years
yeah.
ago. So, yeah, that's something that you need to be prepared. We can help you with those conversations. But you need to be prepared for that when this – and this happens every year. We get
somebody will be like, I didn't know.
Please have these conversations with your employees ahead of time because they know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can head that off, it'll make things a little bit easier around your office or your business.
Okay. If you just joined us, we're talking with our friends at Avalon HR, both experts on the HR and benefits as well as your business. So many different things can affect your business. Being IRS certified makes a big difference. Being able to take care of your professional employment organization, correct?
Right.
PEO. And you're one of the few in the area that have that.
We are. Of all of the professional employer organizations in the country, and there's, you know, the number goes up and down, consolidations and new companies, but right around 700, 750.
Mm-hmm.
There's only about 10% that are IRS certified.
Right.
And the reason is because there's an expense to that. You're audited continuously by the IRS mm-hmm. and auditors. We had them in there last week.
Yeah, I spent 4 hours last week with the auditors going
yeah,
over things.
It's super important, and it gives you peace of mind that the company you're using is financially stable. They're doing the right things with the funds that we're taking in money from you. We're paying it out properly, paying your payroll taxes, paying your workers' compensation, paying your benefits that we're collecting those fees from you. So it's important. We're also ESAC accredited, Employment Services Assurance Corporation. That gives us a surety bond that if for some reason we defaulted, that would kick in and the employer would not be held responsible for those taxes. And that's an even lower number. If you take those two together, ESAC accreditation and IRS certification, only about 5% of PEOs go through that process.
Wow.
So it is important. And if you're working with somebody who in our industry that is a PEO that is not IRS certified, I would ask them why,
mm-hmm.
because it is that important. The government doesn't come up with things for the fun of it. It's important that these certifications are there. They're not mandatory, but they're certainly recommended.
Well, the 1099 situation is the perfect example,
exactly.
Because you're going to find out from another business owner, perhaps, or you'll
right.
be at a chamber breakfast and someone's, how about your 1099 yep. going, wait, what are you talking about?
Right.
And so much changes so often, so it's great to have that person looking over your shoulder, your accounts. And for me, as a small business owner, having someone doing payroll is huge, saves you so much time.
And we're hoping to have a new client that signs later today. And in talking with them, when they're rather large, and when they sent out their list of questions, one of their things on there was, are you an IRS certified professional employer organization? They weren't going to deal with anybody who wasn't. So they immediately eliminated, you know, most of the companies in Pensacola.
Right.
Not Avalon HR. And we're happy about that.
And the things they look for, from my side, what my part of the audit is, you know, we manage a 401k for multiple employers. It's a multiple employer plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they check and say, okay, all the payrolls are submitted on this day. When did Stacy approve it? When did those funds get posted? They're not only checking on us, they're checking on our vendors.
Right.
Mm. And if there's a delay, I have to explain, I was out of town or there was an issue with the file. So, all year long, because right now this audit I spent 4 hours on last week was just one section of our books related to the 401k, but it goes back to 2025.
Wow.
And one question they had was from March of 2025.
Mm-mm.
I don't remember what happened yesterday, people. Much less a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we keep all those notes. We keep all those records. And, if you have questions, you're welcome to call us at 850-475-1555. And today, that phone number is going to come with one small disclaimer caveat. Our very lovely 20-plus-year-old phone system decided it was done.
Oh, no.
We do have a temporary solution in place. We are getting calls, but they're on a cell phone, so that means we can only take one incoming call at a time.
Okay.
So we are working with that, and we would ask if you please be patient with us. We are aggressively trying to get this situation fixed, but when you've got, almost 20 phones and an office that requires a little planning, there's nowhere I've called that's had 20 phones. Business phones handy.
Right.
And then once you acquire them, they need to be programmed and installed and made to work with your system. So just email us.
Okay.
If you can't find our emails, you don't know how to spell our names, go to avalonhr.com.
Mm-hmm.
Our email naming convention is very standard across the board. It's our first name, last name at avalonhr.com. All of our emails and our names are on the website. You can reach out that way. There's a contact us form as well. There's multiple ways to get in touch with us, and, we would be more than happy to answer any questions. How do I navigate this? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be happy to talk it through, because there are a lot of changes coming up. And,
right.
We just had a holiday weekend. We are still available over the holidays. I was on my way to Alabama on Sunday and received a call from a client. He had an employee lock themselves in the restroom.
Oh, no.
Because they were upset, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We talked through it. Well, what do I need to do? How do I handle this? Well, this is what you first. We need to get them out of the restroom.
And we know a good company, Ace Unlocked.
That's right. Ace Unlocked.
Here.
I heard the story about someone was locked in a room.
Yes, today, yes.
Chris was talking about that.
They can come and get you out, and then we can deal with it. But, we're always available. One of us can always be reached if you have something outside of work hours or those weird things that come up when you don't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chip and Steve and I, when our clients all have our cell phone number.
Right.
So if it is something that's client related, they have Stacy's as well. We have ways for you to get a hold of us.
Good.
After
good
hours on
know.
The weekends.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and we're coming up now in that fourth quarter. So I would suspect sometimes in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I guess these guys sound great, but I'll probably have to wait till January if I wanted to switch. So but that's not the case. If someone's listening and thinking, I really would like to sit down and talk to them, especially now hearing about the 1099s and the IRS. So what is that process like? They give you a call, and then what happens? How much is it? How do you determine when you bring on a new client?
Now is the time. So great way to segue into that. There's a lot of people that do want to start first of the year. They're for accounting purposes, if they're on a calendar year fiscal, that can make sense, things like that. But we bring on clients 365 days a year. We always have someone in the pipeline that we're bringing on board.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime is the right time. It's when your business needs that service. It's right. our service. So what you do, you give the office a call. As Stacy said, 850-475-1555. We'll meet with you. You can come to our office. We'll come to you, however you want to do it. There's no cost for us to come out and speak with you. And we're going to have a conversation with you around what your business needs, because you may be Chris Roney at Ace Unlocks and you don't need the same thing that, you know, another company needs.
Sure.
It's the same type of business. Mm-hmm. Each business is, I mean, I'm a former business owner. You are, mm-hmm. you know, same thing with Stacy. We know that our business is unique. So
yes.
we're going to listen to you tell us what it is that your needs are and what you need addressed. We're going to build a solution around that.
Mm-hmm.
We can do payroll, HR, benefits, workers' compensation, all different kinds of things. The two things we have to do, people will call up and say, well, I just want you to do comp. The two things we have to do is payroll and HR support, because you are being paid under our tax ID number. So for purposes of payroll, we are the employer of record.
There you go.
So we're going to do the payroll, and we're going to give you the HR support. Now,
right.
if you have your own workers' compensation and you like it, or it's something that we can't cover because it's a risk that our carriers won't take.
Keep it.
Mm-hmm. If you've got your own benefits and you're happy with them as far as your health, keep it. You know, we're fine with that. We're insurance neutral when it comes to that. Most PEOs are not. They want you to use their product. Our things, the only things you have to have is our payroll and our HR.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at all of that for you. I've got a client down in near Jacksonville, and I told them, you know what? You've got a great mod rate, which is something that's workers' comp related, and in your industry, that's unique. You should keep that
mm-hmm.
until you need to take another look at it, and we'll look at it every year for you. The guy was so appreciative. He said, great, I'll keep my workers' compensation. We're doing his benefits, his HR, his payroll.
But he's keeping his work comp.
He's keeping his work comp.
We're fine with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's not a lot of companies would do that,
right.
So that's great
right.
And
know.
People ask, given all that, how do you get paid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, typically, we charge a percentage of the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what people, I think, don't realize is a lot of the other costs are set by the state or the feds.
Right.
Like, we don't come in and say, okay, so for your Medicare rate, we're going to charge you 12%, but I'm only charging 6%. No, that's a set rate.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We cannot change that. So when you get pricing from one of our sales folks, it'll have what percentage of the payroll that we are charging. We do not charge extra to add to onboard your employees. A lot of companies do. That's included with our pricing. HR is included with our pricing. Your work comp rate. Those are also set by the state.
Hmm.
Okay, so there's not, you know, it's very transparent. When you get that sheet, it literally lays out, these are what
right.
our services are going to cost you. We don't charge for W-2 production.
Right.
You know, we help clients out all the time that do move in the middle of the year and are like, hey, you know, what do we do about these past W-2s? And we've had some, you know, payroll comes that would really surprise you that we've taken clients from, and come the end of the year, they flat go, we're either not going to do that, which is illegal, or we're going to charge you $100 per employees to go back because you're not with us anymore.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Not illegal, just absolute crap business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you don't do that?
No, absolutely
okay.
not.
I want to clarify.
No, and once, you know, I don't know, for me anyway, you know, any teacher in the world will tell you any student she's ever had is her student. That's her baby. Those
mm-hmm.
are her kids for forever. Like, when I taught, all of my children all 235 of them have graduated.
Oh, my goodness.
But they're still my kids. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if I see them out somewhere, they are my kids. And I very much take that approach with our clients. If you were a client, you're a client.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what term. You know, sometimes things, about the only time we truthfully lose clients is 9 times out of 10, they get bought out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Could be a venture capital or another company.
Right.
Buys
they
yeah.
got their business
kind of out of their control.
Way out of their control.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 of our terminations are because they were acquired by someone else. And the other, 1 to 2 in that is, unfortunately, they've got to a point where they have to shut down their business.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I had a client call. They haven't been a client in 4 years. He called the other day, and I answered the phone. He's like, oh, I am so glad you're there.
Oh.
And I was like, hey. I was like, what's going on? What you need? And he needed some stuff from 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, would you mind getting that for me? Absolutely not. We'll be happy to get that for you. I'll have it over by the end of the day.
And our stuff is, most of that stuff is all stored electronically anyway through our human resource information system software. So we can get that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have an issue doing that for you.
And we're not going to charge you for it.
Right.
You know, you paid your dues and, you know, while you were here, and it's your information.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no reason we should hold it hostage or, you know, charge you for that.
Right.
And so, you know, we're there for the long haul, and we all firmly believe in, you know, just being a good community partner, a good business partner,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we strive very hard to do.
From the time that I've known you, you really stress the idea of having relationships with your clients, with the community, with everybody, and that makes a big difference. And I think it helps a lot, too, because we're talking a lot of the technical stuff today, but you also do a great job with the HR situations when you have to let someone go or you have an employee that's causing a quote-unquote problem. I mean, that's also difficult for a manager and owner to handle.
The biggest thing that we hear from prospects we're talking to that are with other companies is I can't reach anybody.
Mm.
You know, I've got a question. I left a message. It's been 2 days. I've heard nothing back from them. I've heard, you know, I've emailed. I haven't gotten a response. And that's where we differentiate ourselves. And it's a simple thing. It's customer service, and that's what our company truly believes in. And I know that's cliche, folks. I know you hear that everywhere you go. But really, and once we get the new phone system here in another, you know, it's coming. And you know, we're using local company for that, too. So we're proud to use local companies. But we do answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I would dare you to call most other PEOs, especially the national publicly traded ones. You're not going to get anybody on the phone until you leave a message and you're trying to find them.
And we know who you are.
Yeah.
Now everybody directs you. Go to the website.
Exactly.
Well, I want to talk to a person, especially when I have an HR issue.
I used to work for this company. There, I had a client ask me that was coming from that company to us, why is your contract 16 pages and theirs is 3?
Ooh.
I said, well, the reason is because if you look at that one line on the back, it's a hyperlink that says, for all terms and conditions, click here.
Right.
Our terms and conditions are laid out
very
right there.
Clearly.
We put everything right in front of you. There are no surprises with Avalon HR.
That's
There's going to be no hidden fees. There's going to be no all these things that Stacey said that are included. I do want to, real quick,
we've got a couple minutes.
Talked about pricing. And as a percentage of payroll. And I've had clients say, why do you do that? Because some of our competitors will charge a per head fee.
Mm.
So it's $1,000 per employee per year. And we can do that too. But in our area, we have a lot of companies that have part-time workers.
Right.
So why are we charging you $1,000 for someone that works 40 hours a week and $1,000 for someone that maybe works 10 hours a week?
Mm-hmm.
So we do it on a percentage of payroll where if just 2%, let's say, you look at it and say, okay, my payroll this week is this much. This is what I'll budget. This is what it would be. And you can go back your budgeting from last year, whatever. You can say, okay, I know what that percentage is. I know exactly what my fee will be.
Mm-hmm.
We make it easy. We think it's more fair when we have such so many companies that are full-time and part-time.
Well, I was going to say, especially in this area, because you have so many seasonal employees.
Right. Exactly.
So that makes a big difference, I would think.
Yep.
Very positive thing. Okay, so how do we get in touch with you?
My voice is going. I'm going to let you say it.
I
have allergies. It's driving me crazy.
Everybody in this studio is sick today.
I'm not sick. I have allergies.
850-475-1555. Or you're welcome to drop by and see us at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. We're there Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. We would love to see you, talk to you, and, you know, don't think we're going to sell you a line of crap just to get your business. Kirk and Steve went to visit with a prospect the other day, and they both came back in shaking their heads, and they're like, we're not going to work for them.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a truly, we don't just take you on and promise something that we know we can't deliver. We're not going to push you into something that's not right for you. And we will say no if it's the appropriate thing to say. If we know we cannot do what you need, we're not going to. Exactly.
Sometimes it's not the right fit.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
But we would love to hear from you.
Okay. Yep.
Give that contact information one more time and a reminder to check them out on LinkedIn, too.
Absolutely.
AvalonHR.com for our website, 850-475-1555. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn. Still working on that Instagram.
But we're
going to get there. Yeah. So we'd love to hear from
you. Maybe one day,
you
too.
Okay. Thank you both for being here on Pep Talk.